VOA News. I'm David Byrd. For the fifth day in a row, President Donald Trump blasted four Democratic congresswomen for criticizing America. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
As the president blistered the Somali-born Democrat, send her back, days after the president said Omar and three other Democrats of color should go back to their countries.
I was not happy with it.
Asked in the Oval Office why he didn't try to stop the chant.
I think I did. I started speaking very quickly.
But he didn't.
And she talked about the evil Israel.
Appearing to take it in without calling on backers to stop. The president says he would certainly try to stop it at another rally. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump says an American warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The president says the USS Boxer was confronted in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards.
He says the drone threatened the safety of the ship and its crew.
The drone was immediately destroyed.
President Trump says this is the latest hostile action by Iran.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests.
Iran recently shot down a U.S. drone that it said was flying over Iran. At the last minute, the president called off a planned retaliatory strike. Ed Donahue, Washington.
At the U.N., Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his country has no information about losing a drone. Zarif said the issue is still under investigation. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Search warrants unsealed Thursday shed a new light on President Donald Trump's role as his campaign scrambled to keep a pornographic movie star and a Playboy centerfold silent in the days leading up to the 2016 election. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
Court records released today offered new details about the role then-candidate Trump played in his campaign's effort to quash stories about the alleged affairs with porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. However, two people familiar with the matter say federal prosecutors in New York decided not to file any additional charges in their investigation of the illegal hush money payments. The people briefed on the decision were not authorized to speak about it publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. I'm Shelley Antler.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that China is intimidating countries into skipping his International Religious Freedom Conference. We get the details from AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing China of intimidating countries into staying away from an International Religious Freedom Conference that he's hosting. Pompeo also says China is responsible for mass detentions of Muslims and other minorities, which he's calling the stain of the century among human rights abuses. He says countries that heeded Chinese pressure to stay away from the gathering should find the courage to stand up to China. More than 1,000 participants from more than 100 countries are attending the Religious Freedom Conference. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Authorities in the Japanese city of Kyoto say 33 people were killed after the suspected arson of an animation studio in the worst mass killing in the nation in nearly 20 years. Police say a 41-year-old man broke into the building and doused it with a flammable liquid, shouting "die" as he set it on fire. In a statement, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the attack appalling and said he was at a loss for words. The head of the World Food Program said Thursday his agency is close to reaching agreement with Houthi rebels to end a suspension of food aid in areas of Yemen that the group controls. WFP Chief David Beasley said that if the agreement is reached with the rebels, the food could begin flowing as soon as one day.
But once this is resolved, we are ready to begin implementing this agreement immediately. We will have food back on the streets in Sana'a in a matter of just days.
A Saudi Arabian-led coalition began bombing Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government in March of 2015. Since then, the UN estimates more than 10,000 people have been killed, most of them due to coalition airstrikes. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. R&B, pop, hip.